Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Lesson 39, The Hearts of the Children Shall Turn to Their Fathers. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, Section 110, verses 13 through 16, and Section 138. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 37 through 39. Our Heritage, pages 98 through 99, 101 through 102, and pages 105 through 107. On April 3, 1836, in the Kirtland Temple, the prophet Elijah appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. What was Elijah's purpose in visiting Joseph and Oliver? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 13 through 16. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 38 through 39. In 1894, President Wilford Woodruff received a revelation from the Lord about genealogical work. Our Heritage, page 101. What does this revelation teach about families? How does the revelation help fulfill the prophecy about turning the hearts of the children to their fathers? In October 1918, President Joseph F. Smith received a revelation about the redemption of the dead. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. What do you learn from this revelation? In April 1998, President Gordon B. Hinckley announced a goal to have 100 temples in operation by the end of the century. How has this increase in temple construction affected you? How can having more temples affect those who have died without receiving the gospel? Scripture Chain, Temple Work for the Dead, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6, Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 13 through 16, Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 32 through 34, and Joseph Smith History 1, verses 38 through 39. End of Lesson 39, The Hearts of the Children Shall Turn to Their Fathers, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.